The new rule makes official what has been standard practice at some polling stations for several years. It effectively expands the statutory meaning of a document to include screenshots of web pages as well as hard copy paper documents. This means someone arriving at the polls on election day to register can pull up a bank statement or a utility bill on a smartphone and simply show it to the poll worker. Andrea Kaminsky of the Wisconsin League of Women Voters says it's time for voter registration to officially join the online world.
If online transactions are acceptable for banking and healthcare, then online or electronic documents should be acceptable for registering to vote. Requiring a paper copy does not make it more difficult for a dishonest person to fake the documentation. It only makes it more difficult for people to register to vote.
Ann Jacobs of the group Wisconsin Election Protection says using screenshots of online documents is especially important for college students registering on election day. She says in the 2010 election, she watched poll workers using electronic documents at a Marquette University polling place in Milwaukee.
The chief inspector there had his laptop. Students were allowed to log in. He read the form. He got their document, which in fact was most commonly either a bank account or a cell phone record, wrote it down on the proof of residency form, and registered the voters.
The new rule does not require polling stations to provide computers for people to find their online records with, but it does allow people to bring in their own laptops or smartphones to call the documents up on. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.